Where this month's meeting opened at 4:21. Yes, welcome everybody to our June meeting. I'd just like to remind you all that our council meetings will be audio recorded. If you're going to be asking a public question or making a presentation or a deputation to the meeting, this will also be audio recorded. Members of the public are respectfully reminded that no visual or audio recording of this meeting is allowed other than the official recording being administered by the Shire staff. We have all of our members of council present. We have our staff as listed present. We have no apologies, nobody on approved leave of absence, and we have no visitors. Three, response to previous questions taken on notice. There is none. Four, public question time. We declare public question time open. 4:22. We received any questions via email?
No, being received.
We don't have any members of the public present, so we do close question time. Five, applications for and previously approved leave of absence and disclosure of interest. Got no applications previously approved. Did anybody wish to apply for a leave of absence? And I am declaring a impartiality interest in item 9.3.2, the training primary school library. Do we have any other declarations? Six, petitions, deputations and presentations. There is none. Seven, confirmation of minutes. 7.1, ordinary meeting of council. If I could have somebody to move that recommendation, please. Councillor Harkin, somebody to second. Councillor Harkin, did you wish to speak on it?
No.
Martin.
No.
Any other councillors? All those in favour? There's nobody going. 7.2, the Cullinan Open Medical Practice Committee. Recommendation is there in three parts. I could have somebody to move that, please. Councillor Norton, somebody to second. It's Councillor Leslie. Councillor Norton, did you wish to speak on that?
No.
Councillor
no.
Leslie. Did any other councillors wish to speak on it? All those in favour of the recommendation? Everybody's against? Eight, announcement by presiding member without discussion. There is none. Nine, reports. 9.1, regulatory services. 9.2, finance reports. 1.2.1, the monthly payment is for May 2026. Can we move that, please? Councillor Leslie. Please, a second. Councillor Leslie, did you have anything?
No.
Councillor Martin. Any other councillors? Those in favour of the recommendation? Please, a 9.2.2, the monthly financial report for May 2026. Could have somebody to move that, please? Councillor Norton, did you wish to speak with me?
No.
Any other councillors? All those in favour of the recommendation? Nobody against. 9.2.3, the appointment of the independent deputy presiding member of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Fairly self-explanatory, but I'll let Peter make comment.
Yes, well, we advertised for the independent deputy presiding member throughout the Shire. This should close on Friday, the 24th of April. We didn't receive any expressions of interest or any nominations for the position. So I spoke to Val Knott about it, as being a former councillor, so she's familiar with the operations of council and the procedures, and she indicated that she would be willing to take on the role. Darren Molyneux is the independent presiding member, so Bella would be only necessary, or she could attend the meetings if she so wish, but she would only need to chair the meetings in Bella's absence. We only have about three meetings a year, so there's a lot.
If I could have somebody to move that, please. That's a bomb. Okay. Somebody to second. Okay. Councillor Harkin. Councillor Barnes, did you wish to speak on that?
She's good. Candidates.
Councillor Harkin?
No.
Did any other councillors wish to speak on that? All those in favour of the recommendation? There's nobody against. 9.3.1, the change of meeting day.
Yes, this was briefly discussed at the last council meeting, or following the last council meeting, in relation to the 15th of July being part of the school holiday period, which makes it a little bit difficult in respect to people if they wanted to go away to school holidays. So decided to put that back a bit. It also helps out in relation to the budget process, where it gives us that extra week to get everything organised to get it to council for adoption. And with relation to the December meeting, given that we would be probably closing the council meeting a few days after the proposed date of the 16th of December, bringing it forward to the 11th just provides us with a bit more opportunity to carry out any work that is raised as from the council meeting. So we do that. And also in relation to having an event for the Christmas break up with our works group, a Friday evening straight after council meetings, it's probably much better to align with their working time.
Thank you. Could have somebody to move that, please. Are you happy to second, Councillor Harkin?
Yeah.
Councillor Norton, did you wish to speak on that? Councillor Harkin? Any other councillors? All those in favour of the recommendation? Nothing against? 9.3.2, the training primary school library merger proposal. Speak on that, Peter?
Yes. I received some correspondence from the school principal in relation to the library operations. They've got a separate library at the school, and we've got a separate community library here. The school library, in terms of its accommodation, is a far better space than what our library is. And Belinda and I had a meeting with principal and Mel, the manager of corporate services at the school, to discuss how it could work and make sure that there wouldn't be a situation where any of the community would be out of favour in relation to times of going there, school holidays, and a whole range of other things. And in fact, it was spoken about quite positively, where some of the older people in the community that do go to the library actually could work in with the teaching program and read to their children and these sorts of things, and actually have a little bit more community spirit through the school and through our community. So, we discussed the possibility of looking at an MOU, so that should things change in relation to council, myself, and perhaps the school principal, then, no one's going to be left out of pocket in relation to the merger, or how, if it had to split up and go back to how it is now. So we actually think it'll work quite well. And from our perspective, it'll be handy to, use the library space for another purpose. But that aside, it's important that we take the community's considerations into account. And I certainly think that it's something that council can consider and, go out to for community feedback and see what comments. Well, we have a look at the usage. We got the figures for 2024-25. There was 147 borrowings that financial year. So we're talking about less than 3 a week. You know, so the library doesn't get used as anywhere near as much as what it might be. And I don't know that going over the merging with the school library is going to increase that, but it will just might provide a different option in relation to, you know, how the community can use the library and how they can, you know, perhaps working on the school curriculum a bit to help out.
I'll call for a mover for the recommendation, please. Councillor Marchant, did you wish to speak on that?
No.
Any other councillors wish to speak on that? All those in favour of the recommendation? No, really against. Community affairs.
Well, there's a Lingham News going out on Monday, so we'll get something lined up. And a lot of the comments in this report to council was included as part of what we put out to the community, the pre-considerations and the proposal and that sort of stuff.
9.41, the Manager of Works report. I can have somebody who's moved that report, please. Councillor Harkins, somebody to second. Councillor Norman. Councillor Harkin, did you wish to speak on
that? No, I
wasn't. Councillor Norton? Did any other councillors wish to speak on that? All those in favour? Nobody against. Then new business of an urgent nature. There is none. 11 matters for which the meeting may be closed. There is none. So I'll close the meeting at 4:33.